Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to begin by talking about the thing that is dominating the news here in Harrisburg this week, and that's the state budget. We have moved a budget bill, and the rest of the budget has yet to be finalized, but there's a couple of more things to go. What's going on here? What's the latest, and what have you liked and disliked so far?
Well, it's been a very busy week in Harrisburg as we move a budget bill forward. It's a $32.7 billion budget that does not have any new or increased taxes and makes very significant investments in education, public safety, and public health. The budget represents a 1.7% increase in spending over the current year, which is below the rate of inflation. It invests heavily in pre-K through grade 12 education, creates a $60 million block grant program for school safety to enable schools to move forward with safety initiatives, invests $30 million in career and technical education, which is very important in our rural region. Also invests in higher education, such as the University of Pittsburgh at Bradford, which will receive $2.8 million, a 3% increase. For healthcare, it includes a very important component that I've been working on for quite some time now, the boost in reimbursement payments for ambulance services across the Commonwealth. That's something that I've advocated strongly for because our ambulance companies are struggling, and I sponsored House Bill 699, which would increase Medicaid reimbursement rates for both advanced life support services and also basic life support. And I'm pleased to report that the language from House Bill 699 is being included in the state budget. We've provided an additional $4 million in state funds, which will be matched with $8 million in federal matching funds to support these reimbursement rate increases. This does not solve all the problems for our ambulance services. They continue to struggle, but at the same time, it's a huge move forward and will help our ambulance services a great deal. In addition, also for rural health care, the budget includes $10 million for critical access hospitals, and we know how important it is to support our rural health care facilities. And also, as chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, the budget makes a number of restorations for very important agriculture programs that the governor had proposed to eliminate, such as hardwoods research and promotion. I'm glad that we've been able to restore that funding. In addition, we've provided additional funding to fight against invasive species such as the spotted lanternfly, and provided a much-needed increase for Penn State Extension, which will get a 3% increase in the budget. So overall, I think it's a very reasonable, responsible proposal, and we're looking forward to actually having it done early this year. So that's certainly very important.
Another thing we'd like to talk about is a resolution that you sponsored calling for an audit of PennVest. Talk to us about why this is necessary and how it was met by the House.
Well, the House this week unanimously approved a resolution that I sponsored. It's House Resolution 948, which calls for an audit of the PennVest non-point source management transactions that have been approved by the PennVest board. This issue came to a head earlier this year when PennVest approved two transactions which provided low-interest loans that amount to just over $50 million to a New Hampshire-based timber company to purchase over 60,000 acres of private forest land in north-central Pennsylvania. And quite honestly, there are questions about whether these transactions are legal and whether they are appropriate. You know, PennVest is an agency that is supposed to be helping municipalities all across the state with infrastructure needs such as sewer and water upgrades, and to have them using $50 million to fund a private company purchasing private forest land is very questionable whether that's the most appropriate use of state resources. So I think an audit is very important for us to get the details that we need, and I'm glad that the House has approved it unanimously, and my hope is that the Auditor General will move forward with the audit expeditiously.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a legislative report with your state representative, Martin Causer.